You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I got it. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our pastor and overseer, Pastor Thomas Robinson and Pastor Teresa Robinson. Just want to say God bless you today. I'm Minister Andre Jordan. I'm in the studio today with Prophetess Benita Phillips, also a member at Victory International Praise Ministries. And we've just been having a wonderful time just, you know, flowing with the Lord as he has been speaking from the topic of love. Prophetess Benita, you want to say hello and greet the people, the listeners?
Hello.
Amen. So this woman of God is in the studio, and we're going to talk today again about the power of love and the overcoming power of love that comes from God that enables us to press past every obstacle, every hindrance that causes us and empowers us to forget about whatever it is that the enemy would try to bring to our remembrance to cause us not to walk in love. But today we are determined that we will walk in the love of the Father. So Holy Spirit, even as we begin, we just pray that you would be in the midst, that you would, Holy Spirit, anoint us, one, to teach and express what you want us to express, that we would just be your yielded vessels, Father, and that you would pierce the hearts of the listeners today. Pierce our hearts, Father. Let this word concerning love go deep in our hearts until you transform us into the people of God that are rooted and grounded in love. Let us be rooted and grounded. Let our roots of love grow deep in the things of God. We pray and we ask, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. So we're talking about love. We're going to kick off with the scripture in Philippians 4 and 13. Philippians 4 and 13. We're gonna start there, and we might read a little bit more, but let me just say, the scripture reads, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And that is something that we're going to have to rely on, that scripture. I can do all things, not some, not a little, not a few, but the scripture is encouraging us. Paul is encouraging us. You can do all things through Christ that gives you the strength. And so we're talking about walking in God's divine agape love. How do we do it? How do I walk in love in a world that's cold? How do I walk in love in a world that's mean? How do I walk in love in a world that's full of confusion, that's full of hatred, that's full of racism? How do I, as a Christ being, as a Christ follower, yet still walk in love? Because the standard of God does not change based on what the world is doing. God has called us to be followers of Christ. God has called us to love. He's called us to love. I have a call on my life. We say, what is the call of God on my life? I don't know what God wants me to do, but I can tell you 100% with great assurance, he's called every one of us to walk in love. While he's revealing the rest, I know I'm called to walk in love. I know I'm called to be Jesus's hands and feet. And the scripture said that we would love one another as Christ has loved us. So we're called to be an example of love. We're called to be a demonstration of love. We're called to be an ambassador of love, an ambassador of the love of God. Does my love align with 1 Corinthians 13? Is my love patient love? Is my love kind love? Is my love generous love? Is my love, love that's based in humility, humble love? I'm not proud. I'm not arrogant. I've got the love of the Father. Is my love courteous, or is my love rude, harsh, arrogant, prideful, mean, evil, wicked, hateful? Is my love unselfish, or is my love all about me, 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 me? What kind of love are we demonstrating? We're called to walk and demonstrate the love of the Father. And the Lord tells us he's empowered us. The scripture, Philippians 3:13, I can do all things through Christ that loves me. I can love the most unlovable person because it's not me loving them, but I'm opening my heart and allowing Holy Spirit, love this person through me. Holy Spirit, let this person feel the Father's love through me. It's not me in my own self and in my own flesh. I would not love them, but Holy Spirit, go beyond me and my natural limitations and love them. Let the Father's love rub off from me, from the Father to them. Let the Father, let me just be a conduit. So the Lord wants us to be conduits of his love that we might change the world. Prophetess, jump in there.
Don't think about what he said. He laid down his life for us. We have to lay down our life to be able to love the way Jesus wants us to love. We have to lay down our emotion, our thoughts, because our thoughts is not sometimes, God said, have the mind of Christ. So we have to renew our mind. Once we renew our mind with Christ, have the Christ-like mind, we can love, and then we can lay down our life like God laid down his life. And I'm not going to say I die like Jesus died. I'm not going to say that, but I lay down my life. I lay down my will for his will. And once I lay down my will for his will, that will cause me to have the mind of Christ, to have the attribute of Christ, because God is he's love, gentle, he's all in Galatians, he's that God. So we lay down our life for him, that he might reign in us, and he reign in us and through us, we love like him. We love unconditional. Even though we go through things in this world, like she was naming all those different types of things that is coming against us, but yet we can still love because we have the agape love in us. We have that love of God that pushes us to love. Think about when you're about to give birth. You're like, I can't do this. It's hard. And they're like, push, you can. That what God is saying to us. I can do all things through Christ. Push through it. Push through it. I can do it. Not in my own power, in my own strength. I cannot do anything in my strength. I don't have the power to do anything in my strength. I can try, but it will fail. It wouldn't. But when I say the scriptures, and I say I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, his word don't lie. His word is truth. And that because of his word does not lie. We might doubt him, but his word never changes. It's never failed. It never loses power. His word always going to work. So when you find yourself, I can't love like that, I can. Because what? Philippians tell me I can love that way. Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So when I say, they hurt me. They did this to me. Once we get out of ourselves, because sometimes we go through stuff and like take it for a loop. But once we come back to reality, say, wait a minute, what does the Bible say about this? What does God's word say about this? I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So that gives me hope. That gives me knowing I can make it for tomorrow because his word has came and set me free. His word, I'm no longer hearted, emboldened in my heart, anger, a bitter, a malice, a jealous, a envy. There's no room in my heart for that because the word of God has came and removed all of that out of my heart. Now I'm saying I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'm not alone. You're not alone in this thing. We have the hope of glory. We have Jesus Christ to push us to love. We don't. Sometimes you don't want to love. I don't love. I don't want to love that person. They've been me. But just, we cannot live like that because that is not where God wants us to live. He'll say, no, you have to love unconditionally. You have to love the way I have set the word up to love. I have shown you how to love. I have given you the scriptures that you can read these scriptures and allow, and ask God, repent. God, I'm sorry. I felt that way. I'm sorry. I was operating that way. God, forgive me and come into my heart and help me that I can remember I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I am more than a conqueror. Why? Because Jesus said these things. These are the words that he said. I am more than a conqueror. So that makes me, because I'm a conqueror, I can love. Because I can do all things, I can love. I open up your heart to love. Open your heart to receive love and give and pour out love. Open up our heart. Because sometimes our heart is so hardened till we don't want to love. And God, like, he chiseling at our heart. This, you have to love. You have to love. You have to love. He said, we have to love. So he's all about love. So we have to open our hearts up to him and say, God, I'm so sorry. Please come into my heart and get you some scriptures to back up and read those scriptures and keep reading them and stay before the Lord until he does what you need him to do because God is nothing but love. He is sold out on love. He is so sold out on love. That's he told. I love. I died because I love. He said one scripture that he can call so many angels to come. He said, because I love, I'm not even gonna call the angels to come because I love. He loved us so much that he could have got to the cross and he got ready to be crucified. He's like, Lord, if it's thy will, let it be done. He did say that in a sense. In a while, he did. He came to his sister. I came for this person. His purpose was to love. I came to die, to regain the people back. I came to die. He came to die. So he had to regroup. Talk to the Father. He had to get connected back. He had gotten his flesh but then he had to go back and say, wait a minute. I came, but this is the purpose for me to die, to show love to the world, to show my Father to the world, to represent my Father. So he had to go back. Sometimes we have to go back and regroup ourselves, go back and check our heart parts, go back and get it right. And come back, and when you come back stronger than you was not before because I can do all things through Christ. I am more than a conqueror.
Amen. I was listening to Prophetess as she was sharing and expounding on a scripture, and when she was talking about from John 15, John 15, I believe 13, greater love has no man than this, that he laid down his life, it made me start thinking about Jesus. Our scripture we read was Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ. And then when she talked about laying down our lives, how we have to lay down our lives in order to love like Christ, I thought about Jesus. I thought about Jesus first, if you're looking in Matthew, like 26 and verse, 35. 36. I thought about Jesus as Prophetess was sharing how he first began to pray, how he first went to Gethsemane to pray. He knows the betrayal is coming. He knows his time and his day is at hand. And I think about Jesus, motivated by love, motivated by love and obedience to the Father. The scripture tells us, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you love me, you'll obey. So there is a connection between our love and obeying God. And if we love God and if we obey God, then I will love you and I'll walk in love towards you. But here is Christ, and he's at the Garden of Gethsemane, and he says to his disciples, y'all sit with me over here. Let me go pray. And he began to pray, and he took Peter, James, and John with him, and he was very sorrowful. He was very heavy. And sometimes we can be like that, because sometimes what is required of us as Christ followers might not always be easy, but our love for the Father causes us to overcome and desire to please the Father more than ourselves. And so Jesus began to pray, and he asked them to sit and watch while he prayed. And of course, we know in their human failings, they fell asleep. They weren't on post. They weren't on assignment. But Jesus yet persisted and pressed in prayer. And he pressed to the point of, first he was praying, Father, if it be possible, let the cup pass. Father, if it's possible, don't let me have to go through this. I know I volunteered for the assignment. I know I said yes to the assignment. But sometimes in the heart of the matter, we want to renege on the assignment. But I pray today that love would win. The love of the Father won in Jesus's life, that he was able to say and come to a place of, Father, nevertheless, not my will. It's not about me. It's not about what I want. But I shift my will to align with your will. And that is something we're gonna have to do to walk in divine love, to walk in agape love. I'm going to have to daily, the scripture says daily, pick up our cross and follow him. So I'm going to have to daily shift my will. That's a part of picking up my cross, not living after my will, not living after my wants, not living after my desires, but shifting my will to that it aligns with God. I lock and load and align with God. And then I can walk in love. I can walk in obedience. I can walk in obedience to his word. And that's what we see in Christ. Christ, as prophet has said, laid down his life. And then we go a little further in the scriptures, and we see that Christ is arrested. We see that they arrest him, that they take him. We see that they smite him. We see that they beat him. We see that they flog him. We see that he is mocked. We see that they pierce him in his side. We see that they put the crown of thorns on him. We see all of this humiliating things. And sometimes it's making me think of how we must, the scripture says, I'm dead in Christ. I'm dead in Christ. We have to stop trying to be alive, but we're called to be dead in Christ, dead to sin, dead to my emotional state ruling me. We're called to be dead in Christ, but we're called to be dead and alive in Christ. We're called to, the scripture says, nevertheless, I live through Christ. So it's like there's a transformation taking place. I'm no longer living. I'm dead to the old man. I'm dead to sin. I'm no longer living the old person you knew. I'm no longer living the old minister, Andre, that you knew before Christ, but I've become dead to that life, dead to those choices, dead to those decisions, dead to that lifestyle, dead to the love of the world. The scripture tells us, love not the world. So we're called to love, but we're called to love like the Father. We're called to love from the Father's heart. We're called to love through, let his love reign through us. So the scripture tells us that Jesus endured all of these things. Why did Christ endure that? Because of love. Because of love, he endured the mocking, the shame, being despised, being talked about, being beaten, ultimately being crucified. He endured it because of love. He despised all of the shame. He endured it so that he might fulfill and be the greatest example of love ever known to mankind. Obedience to the Father to the point of redeeming us back to the Father, all because of love. His motivation, love. His motivation, obedience. His motivation, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things because of the Father's enablement. Prophetess, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to read Romans 12:2. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by the testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is God and accepted and perfect. So it was telling us to do not be conformed to this world, but by being transformed by renewal of your mind. And it say, by the test you may discern what's the will of God. This word, what we're saying today, is telling us the will of God. It's telling us what God is expecting us to do and live. He expects us to do stuff. He expects us to walk in love. He don't expect us to be perfect, but he expects us to walk the way he had taught us to love, the way he had just demonstrated for us to love, the way he has showed us how to. He expects us to be like him. He said, good and good, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And to God, he expects us. He said, now listen, I don't show you the word. I don't demonstrate it for you. Now, I've gone back, but now I expect you to renew your mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the. We have to renew our mind. Get back in the scripture. Renew your mind. What did God say? How did God operate in this? How did God handle this? Sometimes we ask, go back and say, God, show me how you handled this. It was his love. His love that handled it away. He could have did a whole bunch of stuff. But his love did not allow him to talk about his neighbor. His love did not say, oh, Peter, you did so what he said to me. Oh, John, you see how he did what they did to me. He didn't do that. He knew his father. His father was in him. His father was in him. He was in the father. So when these things came up on him, he knew how to handle this situation. So now he's saying to us, you can handle it this way or you can handle it that way. I choose to handle it God's way with love. Because the Bible says love covers a multitude of sin. Love covers a multitude of sin. So I'm not God, but I can cover them with my love, with prayer. I can cover them with my love. By showing them the way the Father loved. I can cover them with my way I speak to them. I can cover them while I pray for them. I can cover them the way I react to them. That is the way of love. Now, I have shown you in my word. I have demonstrated in my word how I love you, how I cover you. God covers us every day. When you lay down at night, God is covering us. The minister angels watch over. God is always covering his people, always ready to protect his people. So we can always be like Jesus. We can cover people in prayer. We can show them the love, the way we treat them, the way we talk to them, the way we handle them. We're not going to misuse them. We're going to show them with love. So God said, with his love, I transform my mind. My mind has been transformed. I don't think the way I used to think. I don't. I the way I used to act, because now my mind has been transformed. It has been renewed by the word. I have been renewed by his word. So now I can cover. The Bible says, love cover. I can cover you now. I know how to cover you because I got the scripture right here. I know how to cover you.
Amen, amen. I want to read a couple of scriptures. 1 John 4:7, 1 John 4:8, Ephesians 4:2, 1 John 4:7, beloved, we are loved of God. Let us now love one another.
Yes.
For love is from God, and who loves has been born of God and knows God. Love is from God. Love is who God is. If we love, we've been born again and we know God. 1 John 4:8, anyone who does not love does not know God. No matter what they say, if there is no love, if they do not love, if they are not motivated by and demonstrating love, they don't know God. Because the scripture says God is love. He is love. It's who he is. Ephesians 4:2 says, with all humility, here is our challenge. Here is our mandate, and with all humility and gentleness, with all patience, let us bear with one another in love. The scripture says, a new commandment I give to you, John 13:34, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Mm-hmm. The Father is the originator. The Father is the demonstrator of love, of what love looks like. You are also to love one another. The scripture tells us. So I was thinking when Prophetess was sharing about how love flows and how we have to allow the Father's love to flow out of us and how we have to not allow the things that the enemy tries to present to us to cause the love, the well of love, the rivers of living water of love to be to not flow out of us. We can't allow the enemy to build like a beaver a dam that stops our love from flowing. We have to be on guard and very careful. We can do it because the scripture told us. We started with Philippians 4:13. I can do all three things through Christ that gives us strength. I am well able to love.
Mm-hmm.
The power of God enables me to love. The grace of God enables me to love. The Lord has poured out his love upon us, so he's given us everything we need to love. So the challenge for us is, will we allow the love of God to flow out of us? Will we allow it to flow out of us? Will we allow the Lord to unstop our hearts, unstop the dam or whatever it is that the enemy has caused? Will we be like Christ, that we press on nevertheless? My will is to love. And we pray, as Prophetess said, God, give me your love. Give me your heart. Give me your ability to love an unlovable person. I think about all of the different examples that we know, people that were persecuted. I think about Corrie ten Boom. I think about different people that went through the Nazis and the Jewish people that, had horrible things happen, but yet they were able to rise above through the love of the Father. Once they encountered the love of the Father, they were able to forgive these people, these men, these women, of the atrocities, the things that happened to them. And that is how. There is nothing that you and I can say today, God, but they did this, that will be an excuse before the Father of not allowing love to flow, of not walking in his love. We can't say anything. We can't make up any excuse, but we have to go back to Philippians 4:13. I can do it through Christ. I can forgive abuse, rape, molestation, hatred, murder, whatever it was, whatever happened, however we were harmed, however we were dealt with wrongly, the power of God's love heals. The power of God's love is well able to heal. Prophetess, do you have any closing remark? Okay, so the power of God's love is able to heal. We pray that you have been blessed by the broadcast today. You've been listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. This is the Kingdom Sound broadcast, and it's all about love today. It's all about sharing the love of the Father, his love for you, and we pray your love for him. We pray that the broadcast has been a blessing in your life. We pray that it has caused God through it. God is opening hearts. God is opening hearts, and that deliverance is going place, that hearts are now being unlocked and decisions are being made that I will walk in God's love no matter what, that you would walk in victory no matter what. We pray that you've been blessed. The broadcast has been a blessing. We say, God bless you. May you walk in love and may you walk in
Hello,
victory.
Hello and
Jesus
welcome,
name.
Everybody.
Amen.
You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
Praise
copy
the Lord.
Today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday.